So we're going to finish this section before lunch with a meditation and channel. And this is a time where we can just really focus in to the core of ourselves. And so I invite you to close your eyes, and you may even wish to place a hand on your heart. And as you slow your breathing, ask yourself, what is it that you would like for yourself to create? And it can be something fun, just a day project that you want to do for the day, or it could be something that you want to embark on as a turning point for what's next. It could be a fun relationship. It could be a fun career move. It could be a fun recipe you want to experiment and try out. But what is it that you want to do that would be fun for you to create? And just visualize yourself already in the fun part of the creation of it. And now that you're experiencing that fun creation part, fast forward and imagine sharing that fun creation with a friend. You're now relaying that story of how you had this idea. You thought it would be fun to create this idea, and how fun it was and creative, and it just lit you up like a Christmas tree. And here you are sharing the amazing project, fun thing that you did with your friend. And in the sharing of that story, you see them light up at your excitement. And you've now passed on that spark of creativity to them and inspire them to start dreaming and creating something new that they wish to do and wish to receive. For what are we if not but our dreams and our creations and our imagination? For this is where the magic lies in creating your life.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. I am aware, of course, of all of you. And when I say that, I mean I'm in love with all of you. I want to talk about love. Not a channel packed with new information, a channel packed with good information. Yesterday, I gave you some information. It was so difficult to understand. From a human being, does not participate in a consciousness of multi-levels. There is indeed a limit to how high you can think, just as there is to the mammals on your planet. All of that is changing because of the connection you have to your soul. When you start making that connection that we are now teaching, anything is possible. The masters who walked this planet had that connection, and you saw what they did. They walked this planet so you could see them do it and understand that a human can accomplish this, that a human has the right and the lineage to be part of what you call God. All of that was shown you so that perhaps a time would come like today where you could do it, or at least investigate what is the next level, if you wish to call it that, of consciousness for you. I'll give it a name: understanding. Not doing, understanding. As you begin to understand what it is that is possible, what it is that changes things, and unrealized truth, that will be the key to doing, achieving, and all of the other things that you ask for. Have you ever sat and been loved without saying anything? Perhaps with your arms outstretched or one of them in the sky just to say, "Dear Spirit, love me." Most don't. You think about the meditators, and there are so many, who achieve some kind of wonderful, peaceful bliss by sitting and thinking about great things, about being part of nature. But in all of that, how many of them do you think are there and sitting to be loved? Perhaps this is a new concept for you, but it's about time. What if you said to your young children, "I want you to sit still for a moment, and I want you to stretch out your hands, and I'm going to sit with you, and I'm going to stretch my hands out, and I want you to feel my love for you. Love, 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 love. Feel it, children. Love, love, love. This is what mommy loves you." And you do that and you start early and they have a love session without touching and just feeling the love of a mother for a child. And eventually that would graduate to being comfortable with feeling the love from the Creator on a regular basis. There are so many things that will clear if you would do this daily. If you could do this even for a few moments daily, and I want to tell you what just might happen. There are those here who fight battles internally, who are very aware and awakened with the things of spirit, who know how things work, whose beliefs are that they are indeed part of God. And yet they struggle. And the struggle is all the same. Fear. Anxiety. Unable, perhaps, to get in touch with the cellular structure of their body. All of this is due to that which is programmed within them from birth, that they shouldn't be able to do it. You might say that there's something in the body that objects when you try. That objection comes from survival. It's odd that you cannot do the things that might help you with health because of something in your body that wants you to survive a different way based upon the programming you've had from birth. Don't do that. It's silly. That won't help anything. These are the dialogues that occur over and over in your body that keep you from the majestic, miraculous things that you are able to do. Now, why do I bring this up? Because there is a solution, and it seems too simple. Do you believe that the Creator loves you? And you may say, yes, there's no question. How much do you believe it? Would you sit and feel that love for a moment in such a way that it's powerful enough to give you chills? Or you could raise your hand, perhaps, and claim the love and say, "Do it now. I'm ready." What would happen? Parents, I want to put you in a place for just a moment where your children have grown. They're still young people to you. And they take a trip to the other side of the world. Perhaps they're enjoying themselves and something happens. And now they're in trouble. And they're in fear. And if they were part of a family that stretched their arms out and felt love, they would call you up and say, "Mom, I'm going to raise my hand now. Will you send me some love? Let me ask you, Mother, would you say, 'Not right now, I've got something on the stove. Not right now, I've got an appointment.' Would you drop everything and pour the most love you could to someone, a child of yours in trouble who's asking for it and raising their hand? Do I have to give you the answer?" In a second, you would be doing that, and you do it as long as it took. You have a universal love source, and all you have to do is turn on the tap. A universal love source that is part of you, that knows you, but you have free choice to do it or not. And so many of you haven't figured it out. You can sit and raise your hand and say, "Spirit, I want you to pour into me. Open the tap and pour into me such a love that it will then erase the programming and make me understand that this is my right and my lineage to void out all the negativity that keeps me from what I am supposed to do to help myself and talk to myself and get around the fear." And in will come almost a supernatural source into you that fills you with so much peace, nothing seems to matter. And you sit there and you absorb and sorb, and it starts to make you different. Always available, always has. Who teaches that? And the answer is more and more are teaching that. It's called the love connection. And we'll talk more about that. That is an evolved idea that you will not find in organized religion. Not really. There's always a barrier to go through. Almost every system has it. The barrier is man-made. Erase the idea of that. And maybe when you're sitting alone, go ahead, touch the face of God and say, "I need it now. I have things happening. I need it now." And let it pour into you like it never has before, because you asked for it. There is a God, a spirit, a creator, just like you are with your children, who is waiting for your free choice to make the phone call, metaphorically, that says, "Stretch it out. I want it now. Help me." And there'll never be a "no, I don't have time." And you'll receive it so strongly, you'll know that I am right. I am right. And you'll never be the same. Because you can do this every day. I encourage it every day. I encourage it when perhaps nothing is wrong, just in order to fill yourself with peace, so that you can get up in the morning and smile and say, "No matter what it is today, I have the love of spirit, and I can do these things because it's my lineage. I am part of everything that is." When I look at all of you, all I see is love. I know every single soul here. I know what you've been through, not just this lifetime, but in the past. If there could be such a thing, I would tell you that the angels weep with joy of what's going on this planet, even though it looks horrible to you. Because they've seen it before. The beginning of light. I am Kryon, in love with humanity. And so it is.